able to see them. So I think you guys are on the target there. I mean, you know, there's a very good chance that, you know, we're going to have some kind of physicality so people can see each other. But at the same time, like Jim was saying, I think we're going to be able to travel through space. I think we're going to be able to go here and there without having to actually just get up and walk. I think we'll be able to appear here and appear over there. I think it's going to be much, much more than we could ever imagine. So, you know, let your imagination wander. You're not going to be disappointed. Yeah. 24/7, buddy. Vacation all the time. Yeah, Paul goes on just to say that pretty much the same thing over and over, but in many different ways. He says all flesh is not the same in verse 39. You know, there's human flesh, animal flesh, birds, fish. They're different. He says the heavenly bodies and the earthly bodies are different. They're very beautiful, very splendid, of course, because God made them. But the sun, the moon, and the stars are different. He says, so it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body is now perishable, which means it can perish, it can die, and it will be raised imperishable. There will be no death. There will be no ability to hurt that body. It will not get sick. It will not get tired. It won't get old. It won't get, any kind of, tan or changes that our skin goes through, those kind of things. He said it is sown in verse 44, a natural body, but he says it will be raised a spiritual body. And spiritual is, as you guys know very well, having the same, pretty much the same substance as the angels do. There is a such important thing as a substance, but, you know, we will be like the angels. Okay, verse 43 and 4 and 5 and 6 there. You know, we have some people I've had to butt heads with before about this. Some people think we existed long before we were born. But, you know, the Bible, I think, makes it clear here. Verse 46, the spiritual did not come first.